This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bipartisan pair of Colorado lawmakers want to help schools protect kids from fentanyl. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Republican Doug Lamborn and Democrat Joe Neguse have introduced a bill to let schools take unused COVID relief funding and channel it towards fentanyl education and prevention efforts. It would also allow schools to purchase overdose treatments like naloxone. Lamborn says the plan would ensure schools can respond to the opioid epidemic, but there isn't much time for the House to take up the bill. After this week, the House is not expected to return until after the November election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And on the topic of education, dozens of Colorado school districts and schools will soon purchase new lesson plans in reading and math. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
42 school districts and 28 independently run public charter schools will get a portion of $10 million in federal grants for the curricula. The money will help recover learning in districts hard hit by the disruptions caused by the pandemic. Before the pandemic, 16% of kindergarten through third graders had significant reading challenges. Now it's 22%. Middle school math scores last spring fell almost 7 points. Colorado's education commissioner says high-quality educational materials can dramatically accelerate learning. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Today in Denver, it is 81 degrees with a few clouds, and that'll just about be the high the rest of the week.